Hi guys, hi everyone.
Welcome to YP Space, and with me in the studio is IQ and
UG.
You know, I know you must be wondering what's YP Space and what are we about. YP Space, YPEESSPACE is a show for young persons, and you know, literally young persons. I know that some people might be wondering what classifies a young person, but thinking about it, I think basically it's just like 13 to 45, even though I know that there are some 50 year olds that will think that you're a young person, but I'm not going there today. Welcome to our show, and I mean, what are we up and about in here? We'll be talking about, I mean, young person stuff, contemporary, very controversial issues. You know, as young persons that we are, there's a whole lot of things that go on in our world, and think about a place where you can come in, listen to, and vibe with us. What do you think, UG?
Yeah, that's actually very pretty. Like, you know, a lot of things going on in our world today, so you could just come here, relax, chill, learn, and flow with us.
And if you think we're here to advise you, please, what do we know? Okay, so who are your hosts? I'm IQ. I'm 24 years old. I'm male, an African male. I'm 6'5". I think I like cooking. The whole idea of cooking, going to the market, getting the food stalls, you know, putting them together, creating an interesting meal. What do you think, UG? I mean, cooking is a whole lot for me.
Actually, cooking food for me too is a very interesting thing. I love to cook so much. Not because, oh, I want to eat a very nice meal, though I love to eat nice meals. Mm. Like, food is a different game altogether. But you see, the whole concept of cooking, you know, trying new things out, being so creative, it's more like you are giving birth to something. So right there, you are trying a couple of ingredients, you're just mixing the whole thing, and boom, you make up a masterpiece.
Like, yeah,
cooking is way more than you can imagine.
Yeah, I dig that. And you know, when we were talking about cooking earlier, I think you mentioned that you put together some menus when you were much younger.
Yeah, I did. And I mean, I put together a lot of crazy menus. I was like, how would this even taste? But then I feel like, I mean, it's my space, it's my ingredients, it's me and my food, and yeah, anything I want to eat, I eat.
Yeah, food can be a whole lot of fun, especially when it's cooked properly. And Talking about menus, you know, I think I fancy reading, but you know, we're in like digital age where everybody goes electronic, and our books are like soft copies and shit, but I feel like I prefer hard copy books, you know, paperback novels. Take out my pen from the basket of love to write you this thing. Well, yeah, reading is a whole lot for me. Reading is relaxing, it's therapeutic, because I feel like I can switch away from the world I live in into the world of the writer, and you know, get to understand what he's talking about in the novel. It's fun. And then reading is like it's like traveling for me.
So
you know, maybe if the writer is like based in Australia, and is okay, let's say maybe he's not based in Australia, but maybe the book is based in Australia and everything is like
the
whole setup. Tell me about it.
I've actually even heard that when you read books, you have literally traveled around the world. Like, you could travel around the world just with books. Books is so much fun. Books is a world on its own. Books increase your IQ.
That's why they call me IQ.
Right?
But it's actually fun, you know, reading, cooking. I mean, the whole lot. Traveling, so I love traveling.
I don't know why we're just matching our energies, but right now, traveling too is my thing, so much.
Traveling is so much for me. And you know, I have this very little trip I have planned out for the weekend, and I'm so looking forward to it. Tell me about the last time you traveled.
Okay, so I traveled last year in November, and traveled for it was about 12 hours on the road.
Oh my god,
for real. But yeah, I mean, it was really cool.
Yeah, you're looking at over 80 kilometers, over 80 kilometers.
Like, it was pretty far. Like, but it was interesting because I was around a whole lot of people who were my friends, so we vibed together. You know, times when everybody's all active and alert and everyone is gisting, we are talking, we are laughing, we are blaring the music, everything's going so well. And then when everything goes all nobody cares anymore, everybody's sleeping.
Tell me about it.
And then at that moment, you are like, okay, so who am I going to?
I remember one time I was on a long distance trip like that, and I was supposed to text somebody or something, because it was so thrilling on the road. I forgot. It was like when I got to my destination, I texted the person. It was fun. So you said you traveled for like 12 hours. Sorry,
actually.
Where were you headed? I mean, was it a camping trip?
It was a conference. And it was really beautiful.
Tell me about it.
You know, even on our way back, we're just talking about the conference and how everything went.
That's a high point for me, you know, coming back, because you know everybody's like anticipating when we're like getting there and we're like different people coming together, right. Even though we're like friends. But you see, when we're coming back from the conference, we have something to relate to everybody's experiences.
And the conference was super because it wasn't just like, you know, people we've known before. We were meeting people from all around the world, so we had to like meet new people. It was so much fun. So coming back and having to gist and relegate our experiences was so beautiful. Also, another interesting thing with traveling is watching the landscape. You're just there and you're just admiring the beauty
started.
Of nature.
Don't get me started.
It's a whole different ballgame altogether.
Yeah.
The mountains, the seas.
So tell me, what would you rather have? Would you rather travel with friends or would you rather travel alone?
Please, with friends. What's that?
No. I think about it. I think that there are some trips I want to take alone because I want to salvage the experience alone and, you know, experience these things by myself. I'm not being selfish, but I feel like those experiences are something.
Even if it's one or two people, like just me on a long trip with my phone and books, you know.
It could be fun. And I mean, if I'm not reading or cooking or traveling, I'm on the court. I play basketball and I intend to be a very huge basketball coach later in life.
Okay.
So I think that's basic me. I'm just so basic. I'm simple. So about you, Yuji. When you're not traveling, when you're not cooking, when you're not reading, what are you up to?
So right now, many times I'm up to a whole lot. Mm-hmm. I love fashion, like big time.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Really big time. And I love the whole idea of, you know,
I'm thinking about a whole episode on fashion.
For real.
And you like blow our minds.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Fashion is massive. Fashion is intriguing. Fashion is creativity. Just imagine when you create this masterpiece from a couple of sketches and then it's actually something really beautiful to look at. So I love the whole idea of fashion. Particularly when you get to like sketch a new design.
And
I can imagine what it feels like when I've just sketched this thing. I'm like, wow, this is beautiful.
I dig that. And you know that in the world we live in today, there's been a whole lot of backlash on some crazy fashion ideas. With me, when I see this content, I want to call them contents. I don't want to call them dresses because it's the whole thing from the head to the feet. So when I see this content here, I don't think about how crazy it is or how it doesn't make sense in quotes. I think about the creativity. I'm thinking about the mind of the person that brought this to light. And fashion is a whole creative world. I wish I was like into that.
Trust me, it's so much fun and it never ends. There's always something new popping up like every time. And fashion world is very broad. We're talking about the dresses, we're talking about the shoes, we're talking about the jewelries. We're talking about so much fun here. Fashion is beautiful.
And then I remember something I heard somewhere that there was a thin line between fashion and madness, but let's not.
Please.
So, oh, why are you not designing new fashions? What are you up to?
Well, still in the fashion world, I'm a model and I love modeling. Like, it's beautiful.
I think it makes sense here because you like create these designs and you get to try them out by yourself.
Exactly. So, modeling is fun. Like, you know, that moment when you just wear this clothes and then you're like, yes, I'm giving you all the energy this clothes has to offer.
Yeah, that's all of that.
Modeling itself is super fun. And I love to explore, by the way. I love to explore, researching. You know, presently I'm working on this pressure report and then I'm digging deep into the lives of people who have contributed to our society.
Yeah.
And
I think when we were talking about this whole podcast thing earlier, you mentioned some things like that and I was blown away, man. I feel like when you're done with your special report and you like put all of this together, we should talk about it because it's interesting, guys. You should big shout out to Excel Studios where we're recording from. I mean, it's an awesome experience here. And you know, let us know, send us mails, let us know, reach out to us on social media, let us know what you want us to talk about and we got you. So you were talking about
exploring
and then you mentioned that you did your special report. Yes, about that. I remember one time I was working somewhere and I had this very interesting director and he was keen about us submitting special reports and it was a whole lot for me because I know that I was working with some communication arts students, so it wasn't so much for them, but I was thinking about how an engineer could come together and put a special report. Yeah, I studied engineering, I forgot to mention that part. But when I had a conversation with him and I realized his angle, I mean, what he wanted from us in the special report, I think it did make sense because it got me researching and it was enthralling because I was able to understand stories. You know, the first time he asked us for the special report, yeah, I was thinking, I'm an engineering person, maybe I should do something on engineering and shit. And you know, I went to present this topic to him and he was like, they are boring topics. These are research topics that are supposed to be put on the shelf in school and people will refer to it whenever they want to do their project and stuff. Talk about something that exists in the society. Talk about things that we get to experience every day. I think there was a line he quoted and I would never forget it. He said, there are so many low-hanging fruits. We shouldn't stress to like get a ladder and go looking out for fruits. Wow. While they're just plucked from the ones that are here. And it made sense to me. And I think that's basically what pushed, not entirely, but it basically pushed this whole podcast idea because, I mean, there's so much
for real
going on around us, young persons, and boy, sometimes it just goes silent. Nobody wants to talk about it. Sometimes there are things we like face and we're like surrounded with people that cannot relate to it. And it could get very, very, very annoying because sometimes we have judgmental people around us, people that before we say this is what we are, they are already dishing out judgments on places of gold. And I mean, think about it, this is literally what we are here for. I mean, is it life you want to talk about? Is it fashion you want to talk about? I mean, you've got UG.
Exactly.
Is it love you want to talk about? I mean, tech stuff is us. Daily lives, your friends, we
anything,
got you.
Everything.
We got you. YP space, YPEES space. And I mean, just reach out to us and let us know. Our mails are active, our social media is active, and we'd love to hear what you want us to talk about. Be good, yeah. IQ and UG out.